You're listening to Voices After Dark with Gina, Shanae, and Lisa. Enjoy.
Well, I don't do that.
You mentioned Apple Pay, and you don't even have an iPhone.
Yeah, well, because you could do that on Android, too. It's called Google Pay.
Google Pay. Mm. I knew it was called something. All I seen was the pay.
Like but why symbol. Would you think that you couldn't?
I never why would crosses we think that, my mind.
I know it never crossed my mind to like.
I know it's been out
roll
there for
the
a while.
Footage,
huh?
Yeah, let's record.
We already are. We're on air
thank
now.
Thank God. On air. I hate wasted.
Hey, I know.
Because we'd be starting a conversation and we'd be getting lost. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is some good content. You need to record that shit.
And we can't repeat it because it is good.
Yeah, sometimes original is the best.
We're on.
Yeah.
Raw.com.
Oh my gosh.
I need to wash this coat now.
No, but now officially we have our mics. They're actually working now.
Hopefully it sounds better.
Yeah, totally. I'm sure it does. I'm sure they can hear you now. We thought they were working and they weren't working the whole time.
They're going to hear every little thing you say now.
Vasha, can you ASMR?
They're going to hear you swallow. They're going to hear you chew. They're going to hear you burp. Scratch. Yep. Lick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Anywho.
I was just amazed with technology today.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Seriously, Dude, I blow my mind. I almost would say I'm still probably in the 2010-11. No, maybe not. I would say I'm high-tech, but not... I would not have known. But why would we not?
Yeah, but everybody else out there.
So what we're talking about is actually Apple Pay.
Right.
Or Google Pay. You could do it from your phone.
I left my wallet at home today.
Yes.
And on my journey through work, I was like, I'm freaking hungry. And I didn't have my debit card, which my whole wallet in general. I mean, I carry some cash too, but not very much.
Yeah.
What?
Always think about it.
Well, that's why you gotta have your license on too. Yeah,
when you walk out the first, door, when I walk out the door, I always have to do a checklist. Phone.
Really?
Keys, obviously, to get somewhere. And my wallet. And headphones. Literally. Yep, I have to have all four. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, keys to get somewhere. My phone.
Yeah.
My wallet, for sure. Or purse.
Purse.
If my wallet's in my purse, vice versa, whatever. Usually my purse, because I carry my purse everywhere.
Okay, yeah. I'm feeling what you're throwing down.
And my headphones, when I'm working.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Me too. Same. Actually,
and I didn't do my checklist this morning. I literally.
You just walked out the door?
Well, no. We started the truck. Like, I think I was just waiting to see if I was actually working or not because whatever. But, and when I was like, all right, I'm leaving. In my head, I think I thought I did it.
Because
it's like repetitive. You do the same thing all the time,
yes,
every day.
Well, and since I always have my wallet, I just assumed it was already in my pocket or whatever.
Yeah.
And when I walked out, I did a checklist, but I just assumed that my wallet was in there, and I took off. You know, I even grabbed my headphones, everything, and made sure I had everything. And as soon as I got out of my truck to go inside the building, I was like, crap. I don't have my freaking wallet. And what do you know? They send me out of town.
Oh, man.
And the crazy weather. But, yeah.
Yeah. Thank God we...
But that the whole reason I was hungry, I was like, oh, man, I didn't even grab my snack. I made a chicken tortilla wrap literally in my fridge. Man. I was like, gonna take it. Whatever. Anyways, I left it all at home when I was hungry. So I had a couple bucks in my truck. And I was like, I'll just munch on some Gordettos. You know?
I'm going to get back.
Yeah.
I don't really like eat a full meal anyway on the job because I'm,
yeah.
So I was like, these are actually pretty filling. And it did. It filled me up. But then like after, you know, going to the location and actually working and unloading, you know, this huge trailer. Anyways, I was hungry. It's like a workout.
Yeah, yeah.
So then.
Yeah. You worked up an appetite.
Yeah, I worked up an appetite.
Exactly.
I had time to spare. And so I was going to grab a snack. And I told Gina, I was like, I freaking forgot my wallet.
Everything.
And she, my debit card. And she's like, dude, Apple Pay. Immediately, Apple Pay. And
Apple Pay. I was like, no. You don't have to go hungry.
But
there is Apple Pay.
Applebee's. But, did you hear that, sponsors?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that sounded just like a freaking television commercial. She was like a robot right there.
What's the Avon girl?
Yeah. Dude, Avon.
Avon calling.
We still like you, too?
That was that bitch.
Anyway, she was like, Apple Pay. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, that's really weird you even mentioned that. Which I need to correct the story with you.
She's like, yeah, oh, my tell gosh. Me more about it.
Yeah, tell me more.
No, like, I was just like, here, right? I was like, that's really weird you even mentioned the Apple Pay and the whole being able to pay with your phone thing, because which I'm going to correct now, but I thought I heard Bryce and his brother talking, and I thought his brother said, when I went to go pay, I have the mobile, the device or whatever. And I thought he said that when he went through the cash register line to go pay, that he got close enough to the sensor, register, that it picked up his Apple Pay or
Google Pay, one of them,
and paid for it. I mean, her were like, what? What if it got too close to someone else's?
You're going to be paying for everybody's stuff? You're going to the store?
I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I picture in my head, like, he's got a bunch of things in his hands because he's, like, kind of taller and bigger. And so he's got, like, a bunch of things in his hand, and all of a sudden, like, his wallet got too close to that because he's taller, and, like, maybe it did censor it.
Yeah.
And we and her were like,
you just look at the cashier girl. You're like, yeah, cashier.
Are we good?
We good?
Are we good? And the guy behind you doesn't realize that you paid because
he's
you're,
like, what?
You're, they didn't you're, even... your pocket's pretty much paying for you.
Yeah.
And so the guy
in
the back
in his pocket to pay for those things.
So he's thinking, what? He just.
What?
Oh, is it like that back here? You know what I mean? So he goes up to the line and he's like, are we good?
We good? I'm with her.
I'm with her.
I'm with him, yeah.
Yeah. I'm with him.
Oh, made up our own story about that.
Pretty much. But anyways,
so now if you guys ever pay with those, you better look at the cashier and be like,
and I did.
We good?
I did. I did say it like that. I didn't say it like that, but I said it exactly like that at Walmart. And I was like, so we're good? Like,
yeah. Uh-huh. So we're good?
And he's like, yeah. That was so crazy.
So did you have it in your pocket?
Hold on. He did not say that.
Okay.
He did not say that. I thought he said that. And that's why me and her freaked out about it. But what he actually told him was that, no, his debit card, his actual debit card, is the thing you hold up to the
chip. Mine does that too, debit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yours does too?
Yeah, they sent me a new card. Because
I thought it was weird when I first put the chips.
Yes,
I honestly
me too.
Never used Apple Pay or anything
me
like
either.
That.
No, I never have either. I
don't
told
even
her.
Know.
Put off for
I knew
of
it was there, but I didn't know.
It's like past being a thing.
Yeah.
It's like a thing now. Yeah. And I was so giddy about it. I was like,
so good.
Wait. Yes. When I paid for my snacks at the convenience store there, I was like, okay, all right. First I had to call
first
my bank.
First time. Here I go.
I was like, here I go.
Let's try it.
I'm going to try this shit.
Yeah, I'm going to try this. And so the first thing I did when I walk in, I was like, do you guys have Apple Pay? Like, and she was like, yeah. Like, duh.
Yeah, like, duh.
And she's like, yeah. And she's older than me. Anyway.
And she was.
She's like, uh-huh. And I was like, okay, cool. All right. So I go around and I'm like, all right.
Made you feel like, oh, she knows what she's talking about. Thank God.
Yeah, so I was like, oh.
Oh, cool.
So she something
can
happens,
help me if I have an issue.
She's heard that word before. Apple Pay.
I got the clear.
I walk in.
Apple Pay. Y'all hold up your phone. You accept Apple Pay.
Exactly what I thought. Yeah, like my hands in my pocket on my phone. I'm like,
you guys accept Apple Pay?
Secret society.
Apple
Goo
Pay up in here.
I'm waiting for her to be like, what's Apple Pay? Because I was in a smaller town, you know, too, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. And so I was like, okay, all right. Let's see if this works. And so I literally grab two 29 cent Cichlet chocolates.
She goes for the cheapest
the water.
Shit. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to get nothing too
expensive. I try to be paying everybody's shit up in here.
I'm like, because I actually have $1.28 still in my pocket. So this 2.29 cent Cichlets don't work.
I can at least pay cash.
I have at least 60, 72 cents.
Oh. I feel you. I'd have been the same.
No, it wouldn't have been no taxes on that. So 60 cents. Yeah. Oh, I feel you. So anyways, I actually did buy another item. It was a burrito, but I didn't want to heat it up. And it says on the microwave, don't heat it up unless you pay for it. So I was like, I definitely won't.
You break, you buy. Yeah. You warm it up, you buy. Yes.
You don't have I don't know how it's going to work that one off. But anyway, so I went up to the register, and I was like, I could tell I was all giddy, like, ready for the
moment. All right, here we go.
And I even knew I had to be like, I had to tell her, like, this is my first time.
I'm testing the water, so guide me through this, please.
I was just like... Well, I knew that because the app tells you what to do. It says, you know, double click, and then I put my little passcode in, and then it says just hold up to the, you know, the literally, it wasn't even like anything. You don't see nothing that you, it didn't even have the little slab on the side that says Google or pay or
the little
icon.
Yeah, because that's like old news.
It didn't have the icon on there. It was literally just like you place it on like the screen on the, where you, whatever. Anyways. Wow. And then she rang Super me up, weird. And then I double-tabbed, did my code, and I put it up to it, and she was like, yeah, all set. Like, and I was like, oh, it worked? And I was like, that's when I was like, it worked? Oh, this is my first time using that. And she's just like,
I'm going to warm up my burrito.
Okay, cool. So I was like, be the clear, because I'm hungry. My $2 and 67
cents worth. I'm right now. Yep, I'm around the corner. I warmed it up, and I was like, damn, it worked.
Oh, nice.
And then I still forgot I didn't have my debit card. I went to Walmart.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm an idiot, and I fill a whole cart full of stuff up. And I'm like, well, I guess if it doesn't work, I've seen people leave their carts before. Like,
I will just have to leave that here. And all right, bye.
Luckily, I'll be back.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Oh my God. And coming back.
You'll never believe either what happened.
Oh, goodness.
So the kid, he's like a teenager. He looked like 18, 19.
Yeah.
So, whatever. So I was like, oh, he's cool. Like, if it doesn't work out, you know, whatever. At least he's
be like, cool. All right, he would give a shit.
He's like, not going to give a shit.
Like, oh, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay. Sure. I don't give whatever. A shit, lady. Move on. No. Yeah. No, he was very nice. But I was like, do you have Apple Pay? And he was like, oh, dude.
It's Walmart, girl.
He said no.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Walmart does not have Apple Pay. Not so our Walmart.
What the fuck?
That's why I told him. He's like,
but it's wait. Walmart.
He said,
but wait.
He said, no, I know. He even said, and while we're bullshitting. So anyway,
oh my goodness.
He was like, yeah, no, you would think that like a bigger company like this. Would. I was like, yes. Oh my God. I was like, I just learned about Apple Pay today. And you don't even have it. You have a card full. And so I was like, oh my God. I was like, really? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, but we have an app you could pay with. And I was like, I have the app. I definitely did it before. And so I was like, because I've used it before through the food service thing where you slide in the parking slot and they come bring you your ship.
Yeah.
I did that once for Easter last year just to test it out.
Yeah.
And it worked. It was fine. It was actually fine. Uh-huh. I mean, they got the basket fucked
big
up.
Fan of all
whatever.
That.
Big, they said they huge. Didn't have an item. That was actually when I went in, they had like 20 on the shelf. But besides that, the rest was okay. Anyways, I did that. So it already had it downloaded, and apparently it already had my card information in it, too. Oh, the app, because you need it when I did that. A year ago.
Yep.
And I was like, I do have the app. And I was like, actually, I actually have it downloaded. And I was like, this one? And he's like, yeah. And he comes over, and he's like, yeah, just click that. And he even... press on my phone. He was like, yeah, right there, Walmart Pay or something, whatever it was called. I was like, I clicked it. He clicked on it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it pulled up my, because I already had my car information. And it was like, yeah. And on the screen, it says, when you're ready to check out, put your phone, and ask for access to your camera because it wants to scan their little QR code or what is it called?
Yeah,
QR?
Something like that. Yeah.
The little white, black little box code. Mm-hmm. You scan that and it pays for it. Literally, wow. I felt like it didn't even give me an option, like, do you want to pay for this? I think it should, but it didn't. I put it up to like, it, bloop, done. And he was like, sometimes it takes a second, because it took a second to, like, focus in on the code, and you have to line it up, and it paid for it.
Wow.
We probably sound like fucking retards. The whole world knows about that.
Oh, I've never done that. I honestly... never even
but it's I never use it way. Either I'm an online click list little I online literally shopper, just but.
Became a what, a Venmo. Like
me too. Dude, that's the only thing I have, and it's like old news. That's like real old news too.
It is old news.
But
girl,
my first day, I'm already down two fucking transactions with using two different things,
with
right?
Two different apps.
So it worked. It took a second. It's got to adjust to this code, but then it worked. And I was like, and he goes, the receipt should be on like your phone. So I felt weird. I felt weird walking out naked without a receipt,
like nothing.
Just walking out with some items in the bag, and I just walked out. And I was like, well, I guess if they ask, I have this receipt on my phone.
They ain't even
least.
Asking for receipts no more. They just making sure you got a mask on when you come in.
No, no, they don't. But
they watching.
They don't care.
They don't care.
No, but yeah. So I was like, holy shit.
Right.
And I still, like an idiot, forgot again. Oh, I didn't have my debit card. Called Lisa,
goodness,
and I was like, hey, I'm hungry.
Stop.
Do you want a quick bite before I go get
Oh, my goodness.
So I go on the Wendy's line, and luckily the lady ahead of me was ordering literally for probably a football team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And I just clicked my head. Oh, my debit card. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I was like, wait a minute.
Walmart
had the app. Maybe the Wendy's has the app. And I did. I downloaded the app while that lady in front of me was ordering. I downloaded the Wendy's app. You have to put your card information
in.
Yes. And when the lady was finally done ordering, and so I already had the app pulled up, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, like, okay, maybe there's a way that, like, we can just do the transaction like the Walmart one. So I asked the lady, I was like, do you guys accept Apple Pay? And she's like, no. I was like, well, can I pay on this app? She's like, yeah, but I think you have to order it before you come pick it up. I was like, all right, cool, I'll just drive around like these people behind me order. I was like, I'll drive around and whatever. She's like, okay, see you again, you know?
Yeah.
And so I literally pull around the block or the building.
Yeah.
I order off my phone and on the app it says, oh, hey, it looks like you're already here. Pull up to the drive through. It tells me and tell them that you have a mobile order. And I was like, oh, okay.
I have a mobile order?
I pull up to the drive through. She's like, hi, you want to take your order? I was like, yeah, I have a mobile order or whatever it's called. And she's like, the name, and I, Shanae, you know? And she's like, okay, just pull them to the window.
Like she already knew about it.
Yep. And she's like, yeah.
Oh, my
She says, pull up to the window. And when I got to the window to pay, the lady was looking at the computer, and she like, looked at the window and just didn't open it. And I was on my phone just waiting for her to open it, but she didn't open it. She was like, I thought she can give me a receipt, but no, it's on my phone. The receipt's on your phone.
Gosh.
It shows you pay.
Yeah.
And so I just had to wait for the first person in front of me to go, and she still just didn't open the door. And I went to the second window and got my
that
food.
Also, it's like intensified also just because of the whole COVID too. So everything's like completely contactless.
I would never.
A three in one day?
I mean.
Oh my, you're on a roll.
Without your card. I guess it's.
And that's what that guy said at Walmart. He's like, well, do you know your card information? I was like, yeah. I know it by heart.
Yeah, me
and
too.
You do?
Yeah, yes. I know mine too.
I buy online a lot. No. I have lately, but even before I bought online, ever.
I know that shit by heart.
I don't. I don't know. My card.
I need one too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you at least know your social?
I know my social.
Oh my God, I get
I don't know my driver's license.
Oh, I know my driver's license number too.
What is it? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Huh.
No. I know what mine start with.
Maybe I'm just green, or not green, but...
But I do
actually,
make,
I think I
really
do
know.
I kind of jumble the numbers up between, like, Lalo's and the kids. And
damn.
I kind of forget them all. Like, jumble them up together, but...
Really?
But for the most part, I...
your kids' too?
Hell yeah. I remember...
Man.
I know them all.
Really?
Yeah, I could get...
Oh my God, after this, I'm going to have to tell you what little Missy's is. You're going to be like, what...
Really?
Oh, man.
I want to know that number.
It's not 666.
It's not 666. Pick up sticks.
Jeez, is that your second truly?
Yeah.
No, these are dangerous, girl.
Well, what the
they are.
I don't even... Unless somebody wants an order of my delicious, delicious rim paste.
No, for real. This chamoy and all that. Is it all called chamoy or just the chamoy one?
No.
So what are these called then? What would you call that?
I honestly don't know. Like
rim paste.
Yeah.
But I think it's just flavored rim paste because the bake,
I'll tell you
it's
what,
all
though.
Chamoy.
For someone.
But chamoy has a chamoy flavor. The other ones are like watermelon.
I like the flavored.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be a mango that Lisa made. I'm trying
No, I think
out.
This is chamoy.
This is mango.
Oh. This is mango.
But your first initial, like, one or two licks, you're like, I don't know. But then once you just keep it going, all blends. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So my... another run, I guess. But anyway.
Yeah, technology is crazy.
Oh. Yeah, my story. Oh, you want to hear something funny, though? Yeah, totally. Wow, yeah. At Walmart?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
No, dude. So I bought a couple pairs of, like... comfortable underwear. Chonis. He was talking to me, and we were just casually back and forth, like, you know, about the whole Apple Pay and the app and shit. But as he was talking to me, he was scanning my stuff. He grabs my underwear, and he's like, holds them up like two fingers and starts holding them and then places them in the bag. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, goddamn. One time I bought granny panties. They're holding them up for everyone to see.
And folds them.
And folded them.
But she said it didn't even like you even. He gave was, a fuck.
Yeah, it was just talking.
It didn't even seem like he was. It didn't seem like he was
doing
like,
his job.
Yeah,
I'm just doing my job here. I'm just trying to do my job. Yeah, he didn't do it in any like way you think, but more just casual.
Like, yeah, he's just like,
don't be embarrassed by your underwear.
Yeah, it's okay. I see a million of these come all day. Oh, and worse things.
Sure. You remember that one time you made fun of me for going to Walmart and buying suckers, batteries, and underwear? And she's like, that's a weird combo, dude. And I was like, you know what? That is a weird combo. I didn't think about that.
They're like, oh, she go ahead. Fuck.
She's going to party.
Brought underwear there,
man? Yes. I think it was some kind of undergarment.
Maybe. I knew it was for sure batteries and lollipops. Suckers. And you're like, what? I'm like, why do batteries got to be...
I know, because you need batteries for everything.
It was a weird combo to buy.
It was. There was something else that was like...
Yeah, I think the underwear is what made it funny. I think it was underwear.
That's fucking funny.
Because I just went to Walmart after work one day. I was like, I need batteries. Oh, hey, these are cute. And, oh, yum. Suckers. And I will walk out with those.
Don't you hate that, though, sometimes?
Yes.
When people in the grocery store... Yeah, when you have some, you put some shit on the belt, and then they're like, spaghetti tonight? Oh,
yeah. Excuse you.
I did. Yeah. Some hamburgers, some noodles, and spaghetti. It's not shit. Spaghetti.
Shit.
You're in the back of your head, you're like,
damn, yeah, nosy.
Yeah. You're good. Yeah. It's spaghetti.
I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I was trying to guess what you make it. Italian?
Yeah.
Yeah, Italian. No, are you using the sausage, too?
They clearly are trying to spark up a combo.
Yeah.
Because I think about it all the time, what other people have on their
belt. Do people
say
that to you, though?
Yeah.
No, I mean, they don't? Maybe a couple times. Really? I don't know, maybe.
They do to me. Maybe, I don't know why.
They want to talk to you.
Maybe they know me. Well, yeah. Like, I do go into the grocery store.
That's what I'm going to miss if we move towns. I miss my Smiths. I like my Smiths.
You will love this Smiths, girl. Because it's your people.
It's your people.
I know a lot of people there.
I know like all my people. I like where everything's
at. Your people are our people, so. I know. I love that store. Yeah. I do like it.
I love it. I'm just an online shopper.
She loves
the I love the click list. But if I do have to run into the store.
It's cool.
That is where I go. Before fucking Wally World, for sure.
Yeah.
I always go to Smith's. I definitely try to. Yeah.
You probably feel like.
Different. Obligated.
No, we I probably do. Feel the same way about each other's stores.
Oh, really? Like, if I had family that worked there, I would totally probably go there. Too.
Yeah, I go there sometimes when I'm there.
I just feel like here it's always busy. Like, it's just, like, too packed for me. I don't know, and I guess
that's
I don't...
That's why I online shop.
I like to go shopping, though. That's my mom.
If I go in, it's literally only for a couple things.
Yeah.
And the discounted like flowers.
Yeah, you have to go to those. And there's a lot.
I love the discounted flowers. I like to go to my store and get my stuff.
Get my stuff.
Sweet how you would adapt. Everybody adapts.
Yeah. It does. It is. Obviously, she's adapting today 3 times with Apple Pay.
Clearly. I know. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm.
That's a big adaptment, though, because, I mean, to people who are like, I just use it like 7 times.
You know, when I first got...
She probably used it more than...
When I first got a bank account, I never used the debit card. I never wanted to. I didn't like it. I always carried cash. Cash was like...
You should always carry
some cash. Uh-huh. It's, people say either or. Never carry cash or always carry cash. It's either that I always... I don't know. Before, I used to always carry cash because it was like I had anxiety about my debit card not working. I never carry cash. But I always was worried about my debit card not working and being in a bind like that. So I always had cash, enough to whatever I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And now, and for a while recently, I never had cash. Never. And it seemed now more safer because I'm like, if I don't have cash, then if I lose my wallet, I just cancel my card. Boom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one stole any money from me yet. They didn't, you know. Because I've lost my wallet a few times.
And then imagine all the freaking apps you have now. You have to go and change your card. Add your new card in there.
I know. That's scary about losing your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, your phone. You need your phone more than you need your wallet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, with all this shit on your phone now. Like, we're
saying. Yeah. Like,
you were lost. She's like, someone can hack you. And I'm like, if somebody did grab my phone and say I don't have a lock on it, then
they could just be partying it up. They could just be buying
some stuff. Well, that app on my phone does ask for a code every time to buy something.
Yeah.
That's okay, but shit, they could go still buy stuff from Walmart.
Yeah, they could buy anything that you have on there through the app, you know? Mm-hmm. That you're, because you don't sign out of it. It's just the app on your
phone.
Here's
the thing. If you don't why would we not think we can do that? When you pay for pizza online,
you've
never done that.
Oh, I always
all the time.
You
can
totally do that with Wendy's.
All
you can
the time.
Totally do that with this company.
I know. I just feel like I'm an all, like, about online, obviously. That is my preference. Everything online. I pre-order all my shit.
Yeah, you and the rest of the world. That's why there's all these apps.
Clearly.
Yeah, but I did not know you could do that. But I honestly would feel weird going to Wendy's drive-thru and be like, mobile order. Jada. You know, Gina Red.
To me, I felt like, okay.
You want to talk to somebody? Like,
is that make it? I don't know if it made it faster because Wendy's is really fast. Anyway. And if I had my debit card on me, I would have got my food a long time ago. But if I would have had my debit card, went to the drive-thru, told her my order because I already knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
I think it would have took the same amount of time.
But they were already making it and made you come back around?
No, because I just ordered
it.
She
had to
order
it on the app.
And even when I drove up to the drive-thru, I'm assuming in my head, I'm thinking, well, they have to just make it when I get to the drive-thru like somebody would normally order their food because they want to make it fresh for me. They're not going to have it
sitting
in the bag.
Yeah, sitting there cold.
Because then they won't.
Well, how the hell they know where the hell you are?
Because you have to go through the drive-thru. Like, my option
and
for my location.
And maybe they just, like, click on it. And
so, like, if I made the order from home.
Then it would say it would
pop up on the screen.
It will send a message to them, but they don't start cooking it until I think you hit that drive-thru and tell them hi.
As if you were coming to drive-thru,
and I'm here for that mobile order, and then she'll look you up. Oh, got the order, just like you would normally going to order your food.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of convenient, so then you don't have everyone. What do you want? What do you want?
Oh, hell
you know
yeah.
I mean?
I hate that. That's why I'm on an online
See, so
person.
Your whole family could just order here in the car as you're getting there. What do you guys want? What do you guys want? Hurry up. I'm ordering Wendy's. And then you have it and you're like, I'm here for that order. And they're like, oh, yeah, we got it all. You don't have to scream it at us in the fucking window.
Yeah, well, we could barely hear you.
Or we could
anyway.
Barely hear you and miscommunicate it, you know?
Yeah.
That I can see how an effect that is, but
that's probably
it was kind of weird.
It's crazy though, just how I feel like that is more popping nowadays anyway because of the COVID, because everything is contactless.
Yeah,
you know. So I feel like that is all that is intensified in a lot of, and just like the bitcoins and all that shit.
I know, I gotta look into that because I don't really understand it too much.
That shit is like all weird. Like they're gonna eventually cashes are just gonna.
Would you call it cryptic?
Yeah, it's crypto money, cryptic money,
cryptic
coins or something. Like,
cryptic
coins. Yeah, because I started filing my taxes and that's a question on there. Did you sell or trade or no, not even invest. It's just sell or trade.
But
bitcoins or any kind of crypto money or crypto coins or something like that.
Girl, who wants to
yes, know? Yes, dude. That's weird. Like, oh my gosh, this is a crazy world. Yeah, I don't. I don't understand it. Yeah, like Shanae said,
it's like, how do they know if you're being honest?
That just
shit's weird.
Because maybe you're going to want the tax on it.
It's just like crazy. It's just like electronic money. You know? So it just like trips me out. So I'm like, oh, they're trying to get rid of cash.
Physical cash.
Everything's going to be digital, electronic, everything like that.
They could control everything.
Mm-hmm. But that, by a click of a switch. But those coins, like doggy coins, bitcoins, all that shit, like I feel like it would be easier to trade money or trade coins or sell coins to each other because you're not really know the reason behind of why you're doing that also, you know, with each other, you know, trading. Because that's going to be like the new way to pay. It's going to be like electronic money.
It could already is.
Yeah.
That's why they want to get rid of currency.
Yeah.
Make it all
digital and electronic. Digital. Yeah. That shit is tripping crazy.
You have to rely on electricity to have pretend money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So once electricity goes out, how are we going to confirm everything?
Yeah, exactly. What if the freaking, what do they call that? Like if a
blackout?
So, yeah, like a solar flare hits and then you have like the power outage for a long time.
No power. That means nobody's money's legit?
No. Yeah. I mean,
that money's gone.
Yeah.
Then you start trading.
Then
like
you have to do it like the olden days.
Money's no good.
Yeah, barter, trading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how much cash you have.
Yeah, that is so crazy. Yeah.
If nobody takes it, then it's worth nothing.
Mm-hmm. Then maybe eventually people will just only want what they need.
Yeah.
Instead of further greed. Because there's enough for everyone on this planet.
No, there's enough for every man's needs, but not every man's greed. That shit needs to be on billboards.
But there literally is enough like for that, everyone on this planet.
I, even like that other saying where it's like a... Were you born? Earth, religion.
Oh, love, like your birthplace, Earth.
Earth.
Your religion.
Your race
love.
Is human.
Your race is human. And yeah.
Yes, I hate all that shit. I'm like, come on, you guys. We're all the same motherfucking creatures on this planet, and this floating in this darkness of universe.
And it's the media that's making us not like or like things. Yeah. It even affects me. I even notice. I'm like, would I not like that if everyone on the
it really makes
media
you,
was telling me not to like it?
Yeah.
Would I actually
there
like
is,
it?
Yeah. That shit's crazy.
No, what media it's doing is making you look at yourself. We're like, do I feel like that? Am I like that?
But you get so caught up in the what's being repeated over the whatever you see every day on the
right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be told, you know, this is beautiful. But in yourself, if you're like, I don't know if that's beautiful or not, you still have to make that choice in yourself.
Well, what no I'm saying what, is
no
everyone
wants
yeah. once,
to you. You should still make that choice on your
but
own.
But popularity rules, majority rules is what
you're right,
I'm
too. You're right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's just like if you read the reviews on something.
Right. Like you can like you a movie. Know. I can be like, ugh, I didn't like that.
Oh, yeah.
Movie.
How many times?
Yeah, but like you want to read the reviews on something, and if they have a lot of good reviews.
Right. True. Yeah.
Then you're going to try it out.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, I'm saying, like, in general, with the media, like, what they push out is, like, you know, what, you know, they're creating
there
what.
They there is two different type of media. There is two different types of stories.
Yeah.
You need to really be an unbiased and watch more than three or four different stories on a subject.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody that's telling you a story is telling it their way. And then
yes.
the next person is going to tell it their way. And then this person is going to say their way.
And you have to listen.
It's just opinions that people are throwing out there, which is their own. And then you have a group of people who feel that way.
And then you
like, got to
find the common denominator with all these stories.
Right, you do.
You got to find the common denominator. Okay, their stories could all be different.
Right.
But at some point in their story, they always come back to,
there's
they say
to,
the certain thing.
I think
thing
there's truth in every story.
You know?
But have you ever did that telephone thing where, you know, I tell you something, you tell you something, you tell you something. It could be two or three or four things that are changing.
Yeah.
all down the line.
That's honestly kind of how I feel about it's the crazy. Bible.
No.
I know.
Yeah, that could be a whole other episode there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I believe in Jesus and God and all that shit. And mm-hmm. all whatever. That shit. All that shit. All that I know. Shit. All that
just
shit.
Just in case I get shut down. Yeah.
I believe. But I'm like,
I do believe in spirits.
But yes,
I go with what I feel.
That's
and
what you should. I mean,
my own beliefs are. Yeah, you know,
right.
My
that's beliefs. What I'm saying. That's what, ladies. That's yeah. why I'm saying. And when you see all this stuff, you watch it, and what you're seeing, you yeah. excuse me, you judge. Off, I look at what I'm looking at. Okay.
No way.
No.
You look at what you're looking at?
I look at what I'm looking at. Like, wow. I got to hear it, see it,
yeah, you never
to believe
know.
It, I guess. No. You know what I mean?
You believe it when you see it?
I believe it.
Well, not yeah. necessarily. Well. That's not true. You don't. I wouldn't say that. You do.
What?
No. You're not a believe it till you see it kind of girl.
Okay.
Because you believe in spooks?
I've seen
but
spook.
Have you seen spooks?
Yes.
Do you feel spooks or do you see them?
I both.
All right then. Well, when you
I feel
them,
I sense them.
When you feel them, mm-hmm. then you still believe them, and you can't see them.
Yeah,
you're not a
have
fool.
Have you ever not seen?
You just feel the believe? Energy.
Oh yeah. I feel like I. Okay. What?
Oh yeah.
I want to. I feel like I've actually seen some shit too.
Recently?
Like, you believe in
not life. Recently, but when I was like a teenager.
You know, let's take it back to like episode one. You what? Do.
Oh, yeah.
Live in a haunted house.
I know. See, I feel like I've seen
the
some
owner
shit
had
dude,
passed
I,
away
like,
in
actually
her
seen
home
some
prior.
Shit. But even when I was
that's
younger,
shit that some
like,
people,
when
other
I was, like,
people
14.
Can't see. So you okay. do believe in things you can't see.
Like.
Right?
I do believe in things I can't see. Okay.
You're not a believe it till I see it kind of gal.
Okay.
Well, give me an example of something I believe but I've never seen.
Aliens. Because you know me and aliens.
Oh, true.
Aliens. You know me and aliens. Wow, I always there, bring girl. It back to them,
right.
motherfuckers.
For sure, aliens. Come on. Unless you've seen one.
Have you? I have. And I was a believer prior to that. And then
you
seen,
saw an unidentified
I seen a UFO.
Object.
Yeah, unidentified flying object.
That's, yeah.
But that's what I
unidentified object.
Do you believe in aliens?
It was flying, though. It was in
UFO?
The sky. I'm flying!
UFOs or aliens?
Yeah, UFO. Is it?
Both. Because how the UFOs exist without aliens.
No. UFOW? Hello, what am I thinking?
Yeah.
What are you thinking? I'm tripping.
Duh. No.
But, I guess you're right, yeah. but... What you were saying...
UFO, unidentified
I just feel like,
flying object. I'm an mm-hmm. idiot.
When you watch,
you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. When you watch the news channels, you literally have to find other sources.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch the news channel because of
I
that.
Don't either.
It's so weird. I feel very.
Do you
weird
know your news station
it.
Is based a lot about what is in
your area? Yeah.
Like
same
what,
with
what comes
you
up
see.
In your Google.
Same
comes
with
in
what
your search.
Yep. Yeah. Facebook, all that shit.
Yes.
Actually, did you guys ever see that video on how to stop that on your Facebook? On you know how when you say something.
Such a thing.
No, Lalo just said it to my phone to where, you know, like you see these things.
Now.
Yeah. You can't trust nobody.
Uh-uh.
I know, nothing. But they told you to go turn this something off or whatever.
This is a scary thing. When you want to go find out the truth about something, who the fuck is writing the truth?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
If
somebody
wrote something, who says that's the fucking mm-hmm. end of that?
It just sucks
whatever.
Because you always have those people out there that do that stupid shit, that lie.
But if the more people stories. That take over technology and the more people that we have in our business and the more places we have to go to fact check instead of an actual
who are the fact checkers?
Who knows?
That's what is that?
Yeah, who are the fact
shit
checkers?
Up. Dude, this started
what is
like
the world. What is it?
Yeah, why would they? Why would they want to? Yeah,
like, that's what I never understood.
Why?
I don't understand the people that could lie so hard on something and lie about something like for no reason, literally for no reason. Like, not any reason I can think of.
Yeah.
Why
just
would you
people
make
people are weird.
Some shit. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's why you got to go with what you feel. Because if you're a vibe catcher, you just go with what you feel. Like I said, search it up. 10 stories can be totally different.
That's what I'm saying.
But there could be a one common denominator.
How can there be?
You know?
I could not live with myself with that.
Like, even with the book.
Yeah.
There's like, how many different versions?
Yeah. But there is a common denominator. There is, obviously,
another higher power.
A God, a higher power. Like, you know, like.
So it's really about what you, how you see that person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's your own beliefs. That's what I say. I make my own beliefs.
Okay. Yeah. And that's, okay, so if people have, it's okay to have different beliefs.
Duh. I mean, duh, like, you can believe whatever you want to believe. I have no, whatever. Yeah. But I stick to my own, you know?
Fuck, talk about.
And even if it's not according to a book or not, but it's my own beliefs.
Do you think that we can be the type of human beings that will see past everybody else's whatever they want to do?
Yeah.
That's like,
it's,
do you, I mean,
because you got to be the type of person
who has to have some kind of limits.
What?
Anything. No. Like, if you like
well,
to,
certain, if they're really bad.
You know what I mean? Like, what? Whether if it becomes harmless to themselves or other people.
What?
I'm just
their
saying,
own beliefs?
Yeah. Like if, but as long as, like, whatever they believe, no matter what it is. Well, you know what I mean? Like, what?
Would I try to?
How far is too far? Or how?
Well, when you start abusing children.
Abusing children or going out there murdering
other
people, hurting people.
When you're hurting people or yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be, if you are literally, physically or mentally hurting yourself and somebody else, no matter who, what, where, when, how, even animals, anything, anything.
Yeah.
Anything living.
Well, they say don't ever trust somebody who, excuse me, the chamoy burning. I got a big old lip, or a lip, the lick off the can.
Mexican rim paste.
But they say don't ever trust somebody who are rude to the vulnerable. Old people, animals, and children. You know?
Yeah.
I don't trust people who are too nice either.
Well, like saying, you know, I just would like to be that eventually, you know, be that.
I honestly don't care what everybody else's beliefs are. Unless they are hurting somebody.
No, unless they're hurting.
And it doesn't affect my life.
Affecting other people. Like literally, physically, and mentally. You can fuck up somebody without ever touching them. You can still fuck people up. Words and
once it starts getting culty, I'm out of there.
Yeah, no culty shit.
Yeah, a little weird.
Yeah, that blows my mind how people just
do. People believe what they believe, and they believe it hard. And some people just really want to be like a part of something or feel accepted. Or sometimes people need that superior in their life, like somebody always like, you know, some
people,
some people need that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people
to
need
be in power and control.
Well, both.
Yeah.
Some people need to want people to
be submissive.
Lead them. They want a leader. They want something to belong to. They want to feel part of. They want to please that person. You know, and then it becomes.
They need to feel like they belong.
Toxic.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Even if it's the worst. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do a whole episode on cults.
Cults. Oh my gosh.
Right. Just like that Jonestown.
Or Heaven's Gate. Yeah. I was just going to mention Heaven's Gate when we're talking about believing what we believe. And I'm like, well, think about Heaven's Gate. You know, who's to say that they're wrong? They hurt. They did it to themselves. But
what
know,
was Heaven's Gate? Were, was that was all the guys who
in
the tracksuits
and they were on the bunk beds and they like had their faces covered.
It's actually on Netflix now. There is a story on there. You should look at it.
It's around really good.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Sad. It's very interesting. These people behold.
Yeah.
They really believe that.
They really believe that they're going to
the aliens.
Yes. The
and
aliens.
That they're
going to
be. And this only happens every 2,000 years. And that's they went on
so
some weird,
weird
diet before. And then they just. It's just. It's,
oh my God. And we could do a whole episode, a few episodes. Actually, there's a podcast that speaks nothing of aliens. I'm like, man. I don't know what it is, but they just trip me out, and they are for real.
It's a when you think about it, it's like everybody, there's people that are, like, if they want to have their own community out there in the middle of nowhere, I mean, can we sit here and say, no, you can't go out there and
mass
kill yourself? Because you believe it so fucking cold. You believed it.
It just sucks.
Yeah, like, you were brainwashed, you know what I mean?
There's two sides of that.
Or we feel like they were brainwashed, you know?
There's two sides of that, because, yes, at one end, you're saying it's not right to tell people what they should and shouldn't believe in.
Right.
But on the other end, you know, you got to think about, like, the people in the...
In the situation.
Yeah. And not having a way out. Well,
do you guys watch The Housewives of Orange County?
Yes, I just watched her.
Yes, there's a girl on there who...
What? It's Orange County, yeah.
Yeah, Orange County.
What's her name?
Oh my goodness, I forgot.
She's a new girl on the Orange County one, and she...
She grew up a culty life.
That's what she's saying. She said her family grew up, and her grandma.
Her mom and shit. Her mom is the one that, like...
Her mom and her grandma played a big part, and then the dad ended up playing...
What kind of cult they like?
Bad cult. Yeah, I don't know. She hasn't really, really, like, opened up, but she was abused. She did say
she's been abused, sexually abused, and that they finally got out of it, you know, later on, but...
She's working through it now. Mm-hmm. Poor girl. God bless her heart.
That's crazy, huh? To be like that. To live like that.
I feel that is so crazy.
I feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think it's a weird...
We're going to have to do an episode on cults.
I know. Yeah, because...
Damn, we just did a whole episode on bullshit.
On BS. This is bonus. If you Patreon.
This could be your video.
Like, the first on. Episode.
Actually, this is like a literally get to, like, we really haven't even got a get to know you video. Or
we could throw this in somewhere. We'll splash this in.
Slash and dash, put a hole in your ass.
Put another hole in your ass. We'll put one in.
For shits and giggles.
Shits and giggles.
Okay.
A pastime.
So, like Gina was saying, we do have Patreon.
Yes. We're going to start some really fun stuff.
We'll do content. Maybe some we'll give you bonus content, early
access to episodes,
pins, some stickers, maybe throw some shirts in there.
Yeah, a little gift bag for sure.
Yeah, some something hats, cool. something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll yeah. But you guys gotta be a Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, listen to who you are. Too.
You don't even have
more
to.
Information it's, soon yeah, about yeah. where. Our P.O. box will be where we can send you stuff.
But yeah, send us some emails, though. Totally.
Just know some shit's coming. In the works.
Yeah, so you got to sign up. It's a link at... There is a link at the end of every episode you could click on to sign up. And it's from $1 to $10. Yes. So, you guys will get some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have some bonus episodes, some early access episodes.
And then, what was yours? Like, do the every 10th...
Maybe the every 10th email we'll get, we'll send them a t-shirt.
Every 10th email of every month.
And we'll do that for, like...
We'll get you a t-shirt with
the whole month
logo.
Of December.
December.
Just kidding. Dang. We're gonna edit a little bit of this out.
March.
Yeah.
We'll do it for a whole month or something.
Or just know some things are coming.
Yeah, just know, if you sign up to do Patreon, you could get some cool stuff. Because we'll figure it out. And we'll only send cool things.
If you know us, you know us. Then you know us. So.
Then they're going to be cool things. But check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Voices After Dark. Email us your stories.
Do we have an Instagram? We have an Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, Voices After Dark podcast. Mm-hmm. Email our
email.
That's our Instagram and Facebook, Voices After Dark podcast. And then the email is obviously the same thing.
Voices After Dark.
podcast@gmail.com.
I always forgot that to put the podcast.
Yeah, me too. I just put podcast, just
voicesafterdark@gmail.com, but no, it's voicesafterdarkpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
G. We'll read your stories.
Yeah, send them in. All right, guys.
Yeah, so pay attention to your surroundings and be safe out there if you're in cold weather.
Sorry, G.
Later, much.
Later.